And welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus on this Wednesday, hump day. A lot of sunshine out there right now. Temperatures are 72 degrees on our way up into the upper 70s today. Finally, we got rid of that fog, Bridget, and we can finally enjoy some nice sunshine. And winds are picking up a little bit, too. A little breezy out of the southeast.
Tell you what, that fog this morning, by the way. Look, I hope everybody's all right, but I was coming in. I was north Castleton, south of Amenia, and was passed by Castleton Fire and Ambulance, hoping things were okay there. But, folks, just once again, your daytime running lights don't count.
Yeah.
You got to actually turn your headlights on so we can see your brake lights and slow down at those intersections. I knew south of Arthur at County Road 4 that it was going to be pretty thick, and I was down to about 50 miles an hour because a pickup pulled out from the east to go south in front of me, and I know he probably didn't see me.
Oh.
I just saw a black shape, and thank God I had slowed down.
Yeah, there was a in the southeastern corner of the state.
Richland County?
I think it was Richland, yeah. There was a teenager hit a beat truck. And no report on injuries on how bad it was, but due to the fog, I mean, you can't see.
When it's foggy like that, and we also have this crop that's standing, we had an accident out by Max Bass, North Dakota today, which is near the Minot area. We want folks to remember that in those intersections, give it a little extra look because a pickup was at an unmarked intersection, ran in front of a sprayer, and the sprayer tire T-boned the pickup. So, again, there's a lot of reasons just to slow down and be cautious.
Yeah. Well, and the good news is we're not going to have to deal with fog here over the next couple of mornings. In fact, we've got a lot of sunshine continuing out there today. As I said, we'll have highs in the upper 70s, southeast winds at about 10 to 15. And then tonight, partly cloudy, no worries of fog. The winds will be a little stronger, 10 to 20 out of the southeast, 57 for a low. And then Thursday, we'll see thunderstorms out in the western part of the state in the morning. Those will ride up into the Devil's Lake Basin in the afternoon. Some of those could be on the strong to possibly severe side. We'll keep an eye on those. That's generally going to be along and north of Highway 2. Those storms develop tomorrow afternoon. So it could affect the Northern Valley. And then those will ride into the valley, it looks like, tomorrow night with some scattered storms. We'll have a high tomorrow about 80. And then Friday, sun returns, breezy conditions out of the southeast, 83. And then as we head into the weekend, it looks kind of split. 82 on Saturday, and 79 with scattered showers and storms as we head into Sunday. And we're getting into the stormy part of the LRC cycle Sunday through next week. So this was a dry week. Next week we're going to have numerous chances for storms, and we're getting some indications we could see 1 to 2 inches of rain next week with some locally higher amounts in some areas.
I've had some folks saying that that's a very real possibility from what they've been hearing in the forecast.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are excited about burning your ditches, is calm down a minute. If you're going to go out and start burning stuff, let's wait till we have a little bit of rainfall on some of that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt. And again, the new LRC cycle starts October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So after this wet period, we might see another wet period the very tail end of the month into the first few days in October. That could be another wet period, and then we'll see what the new cycle holds. In fact, Gary wanted me to pass along for a Big Iron special through the end of the month. He is running 50% off.
Ooh.
If you want to subscribe to the LRC. That's a heck of a deal.
Now, if you want to be able to find that LRC, if you stop by us here at the Morton Building,
yep.
We've got a card on the desk with the QR code on it.
Yes.
And that's an easy, fast way for you to connect.
That's the easiest way. Otherwise, you can email me, weather@flagfamily.com, if you're interested in the 50% off of the LRC services. So, again, that goes through the end of the month. So if you're interested, again, we have a lot in our ag community that have subscribed to the LRC. It's been a wonderful tool and tool belt to use. So, again, stop out here at the Morton Building. We'll get you set up, or you can shoot me an email, weather@flagfamily.com.
Thank you to the Morton Buildings Company for having us here in their spot. Red Wing Shoes, PetroServe USA, and I really thank All Season Motorsports for letting me drive around all day on a golf cart. This has been super handy. I've had an opportunity to get from one end of the show to the other, which I appreciate very, very much. Speaking of Morton Buildings, how's it going today? Let's see if we got that mic working for you.
Is it working? We do.
Yep.
I'm good.
Excellent.
Good.
Okay, so you guys have had a little bit of an increase, perhaps, in what's been going on post derecho June 20th. Have you had folks calling and asking questions?
Yeah, this definitely consumed all of our time. I shouldn't say all of our time, but it's consumed so much of our time. Such a widespread storm, and it seems like every weekend we were having that,
mm-hmm.
and it was. Yeah, it's just been a lot to try to take care of.
Are you replacing buildings? Are people just saying, you know what, to hell with that old machine shed. I want a shouse. I want to change things up. I'm changing the footprint of it. What are they doing?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit of both. A lot of people need their machine storage back or their shop back or things like that. So a lot of emergency repairs. Doors, sliding doors, overhead doors, they took a lot of damage, and it's been tricky to take care of.
Did you have a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I had a couple of guys stop here this morning, and they have Morton Buildings, and they said, we just learned, so I'm going to ask you if this is true or false, that Morton Buildings actually patents the rib design in your sheet metal just to you.
Yeah, so it's proprietary. I can never say that
proprietary
word.
Proprietary? I'll say it for you.
Yep, thank you. So we have our own manufacturing plants throughout the United States.
Yep.
And way back when we first started building or producing buildings, we came out with this rib configuration. It is different than other people. It's also thicker steel.
Okay.
You know, we want it to look better, last longer kind of a thing. So we made our own. And yeah, it can be, it's really nice to have, but it can also be a pain in the butt, right? Because we've got one spot to get it from. So yeah.
Supply and demand.
Now, what sets your buildings apart from any of the other competition?
You know, since we're on the topic, I will say, I thought you were going here, Bridget, but we have a 5-year unlimited wind velocity warranty, including tornadoes.
Hold the phone. I have some questions.
There's going to be a lot of things coming out about that because we're replacing buildings without insurance, no questions asked, and just taking care of them if they're within that 5 years.
So. Okay, so this is a 5-year warranty with the wind velocity. We're including tornadoes in it. But does it have to be the whole roof, a whole side? Are we just doing partial piecing together of the machine shed?
It could be anything damaged by wind.
Okay.
A piece of trim.
Okay.
A window blown through.
My sprayer that was inside it?
Nothing inside. I can't cover that, right? Everybody asked that, right?
Sorry.
But the building in general, anything that happens due to wind within those 5 years, completely covered by our warranties. I'm going to extend on that. We also have a 50-year unlimited snow load warranty.
I was just going to ask about snow load.
So there are no questions. When it becomes, you know, when something bad like that, catastrophic like that happens and we get a bunch of snow and let's just say, you know, a roof could cave in.
Right.
It doesn't generally happen. But like even snow falling off of the building, up against the building, damaging the wall, the wainscot, it's all covered for 50 years.
Okay, because there are some buildings out there that are no longer being considered insurable by farm insurances.
Yep.
But you will outlast the insurance on them.
Absolutely, yep. We kind of take care of that gray area.
You have a measurement of the snow load? Like, are you talking about certain pounds per square inch?
So that's what's great about our warranty. There's no weight limit.
Oh.
So if the thing is laying on the ground, and everybody's trying to figure out who's going to pay for it, you know? That's when the warranty kicks in and there are no questions asked. So.
Oh, man, that makes a whole lot of sense. I hadn't even considered any of that stuff yet. How often does somebody let's take this summer aside. How often does somebody have to call you with that type of question?
It doesn't happen very often. These buildings are overbuilt. We get a lot of crap for that, it feels like. but our engineers back at home or our corporate office, they put it together the right way.
Okay.
Sometimes that pushes us outside of a lot of people's budgets, but then for those that do sign up with us, become our customers, they obviously see the value in that,
and it's
awesome to be there for
you. Get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You know?
There's certain things you don't want to cut corners on, and this will be one.
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely,
yeah, no doubt.
Well, we've got folks coming and going here again, and we're in the Morton Building. We are at the north end of the building lineup on the east side of the fairgrounds, kind of the northeast quadrant of the fairgrounds, if you will. Besides that, someone can't get here today because they're taking out dry edible beans, they've got a new bin going up, whatever the case might be. How do they find you guys?
Hey, the easiest way is just online.
Okay.
MortonBuildings.com. That's a great way to get a hold of us. If you're in the area, calling our Morehead office.
Yep.
That'll get you to one of the sales guys, and we're just happy to reach out.
So. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
So, Dean, I do have to answer a question for a listener who stopped yesterday from the Wahpeton area. a homeowner, and he brought me a picture of some very wiry grass in his lawn.
Okay.
And he said, well, what is this? We think, after a discussion I had with NDSU Extension, there's a couple of things. I don't have enough details. It didn't look like there was a seed head on it. So if you're listening, you should know that we think it's either sand burr. So I need you to feel those leaves, what they feel like if they're rough. If it's a wiry grass, it could be Bermuda grass. Actually, that's become a problem in his lawn. So I'm sure we'll get a call, or he can email me, ag@flagfamily.com, and I'll help sort that out. But
right. For
those of you listening and you want to ask questions, especially because we are playing Wednesday Weather Trivia.
We are.
Late
we'll
in
have
the
that.
Hour.
Yep, we'll have that towards the end of the show. Win one of our Darter Plastic rain gauges. Today's trivia, I kind of made it easy. So.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to throw a curveball. We'll throw a curveball next week.
We can next week.
Yeah.
But for those who are going to want to play trivia later, you're going to keep our phone number handy. That's the JLA Insurance phone line, 701-293-9000. Stay tuned. Josh Alsager with Alsager Meats. We're going to talk cattle. We'll be right back. And we are not only the Coral Laundry Mat Studio, but today we are live out at Big Iron in the Morton Building. Please come out and visit with us here. We'd like to. I've had a number of folks stop. It's been fun to meet the people who say, wow, you sound taller on radio. And so it's happened a time or two so far. Also have been just a blur going by on the golf carts. Hey, thank you, All Seasons Motorsports, for the golf cart. It's been fabulous. Joining us is Josh Alsager, Alsager Meats. Normally when you talk to everybody on radio, they just want to talk about the beef in the meat case. They just want to talk about the beef in the meat case.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's when they talk about all the time.
But I don't. Okay, so as a producer, one of the questions I asked you as we were getting ready today, how do your pastures look right now?
Pastures are great. Best they've looked in years. I mean, we've gotten a lot of rain, and it's been a pretty decent summer. The corn's a little behind, it seems like, with the smoke we've been having, but pastures are faring pretty well.
Okay.
So,
and for that, you know, it takes a lot more to get beef into your shop than just showing up one day and dropping off some steak.
Absolutely.
Any hurdles this year? It doesn't feel like it's an easy year, but it's probably better than the last few.
Well, it depends where you're from or what end of the industry you're on. If you're a cowboy and got cows and calves, you got the best year you've had in years or ever,
right.
You know, and for the feedlot industry, it's a different story. You know, you can't even buy it. You can't lock in a break even right now. I mean, so it's tough.
Is it supply and demand? Reason behind that?
Yeah, supply. I mean, supply is all time low. Demand is high. I mean, it's just typical economics, but we just have to find a top here, you know, and see how much support we have to go up. And I don't know. I guess they'll tell. I would tell in time here.
So there's a couple of things we were talking about, like Josh mentioned. First of all, we do have the lowest number of beef animals in our herd since ever.
What's the reasoning behind that, though?
Well, there's a few things that happened in the last few years. One, we had so much drought in the Southwest, like the big cattle-producing areas, Texas, Oklahoma, et cetera,
right. And
they had herd liquidations. And so they sold off and got rid of a lot of cattle. And you don't just easily replace them, especially if you're selling heifers, you know, and mama cows, mm-hmm. You're not easily going to replace them. We also had a real big increase in demand, which is not just driving what's going on in the beef cattle, but for you at the store, Josh, I mean, you're probably seeing folks still coming through the door pretty hot and heavy on the carnivore diet.
Yeah, carnivore diet's been great for us. You know, pretty much, like you said, the drought, I mean, the markets have been coming. There's been a steady incline, so everybody was thinking they'd sell on the way up, and we haven't stopped, you know. So, I mean, that's why they haven't been putting heifers in. You haven't been building the herds, and it's, you know, we're probably a year or 2 years away from having a cow herd rebuilt if people started now. That's the thing.
Wow.
Is this the lowest amount of beef animals you've had at your place in quite a while?
Yeah, since I've started. We're the lowest we've been in forever for me.
So just like to Dean's question, where do you start to rebuild? I mean, you and I both follow the Hot Barn Report out of South Dakota.
Right.
They hit new highs in the market every day. How are you going to buy cattle
well,
back?
You got to wait. I mean, I guess you can't buy at the top, and who knows where the top is, but, you know, unless you're steadily buying and selling and buying and selling all the time and you're always in the market, it works, but when you're not, it's hard to get in and not lose the farm, you know, right now. So that's why, you know, yesterday's markets were limit down.
Yep.
It was, you know, I thought maybe we'd see a little reset here, but today they're steady or back up a little bit again today. So I don't know. Maybe it was just a glitch in the radar again and we keep climbing, but it just, I don't know. Demand is what's going to drive everything, you know.
It is.
Yeah, when a family can feed their family with chicken or pork for a quarter of the cost of beef. I mean, if they switch one or two meals a week, it's going to take a lot away.
And you are wildly more efficient now than you have ever been in producing that beef.
Exactly.
I mean, can you put a number to that, do you think? If you think about it, how long you've had cattle all your life. How many more pounds of beef do you think you're getting per animal than what you once did?
Well, you're really trying to stump me here.
Well, I mean, I don't know, I could. And I've had cattle all my life, too.
Well, you said the number earlier, how many cattle were down in the U.S., and I don't recall. But, you know, I heard a number in 2023. We're within 1% of the same number.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
Of pounds of beef produced. So, I mean, you know, look, at we're doing it with 750,000 less head a year or something like that.
Yep, something like that.
I mean, everybody's more efficient. Everything is getting bigger. You know, it's just, it pays to put the weight on, you know, and that's the thing. So that's why we're doing more with less. And so, you know, do we need to rebuild the cow herd? I mean, we're sustaining it now. And, you know, I mean, it will come back around. But the next thing is like we talked earlier, the older guys that are, you know, looking to retire, what a perfect time to get out. You
absolutely
know, I mean,
it's
record highs end on a high.
You've been waiting for 20 years to have a good time to get
exactly
out.
Yeah, or their whole lives probably.
Yes. So. Now, for those who are consumers who just say, you know what, I care about that finish end when I'm going into All Sager Meats.
Yep.
It's not going to affect what's in the case. You're still producing.
Oh, God, yeah, we're still producing, absolutely. And what we can't produce enough for our stores, so we source local. I mean, we buy a lot out of Demcota, out of Aberdeen, or some other local plants. And yeah.
I just toured Demcota in June. Have you ever been in that plant?
No, I've dropped cattle off there, but I've never been there.
Well, I tell you what, I saw it from those chutes where you drop off until the finished product goes out frozen. It's cool, and you understand it fundamentally, but when you're actually there and you see the hides coming off and you watch those halves being cut, that's different.
It is. We do it every Wednesday in Audubon.
Yes.
in our small shop, and we hired a new manager down there, and it was her first week, and I had her standing there when they were doing the
cutting,
processing,
yep,
and everything, and it opened her eyes a little bit, but she made it through. So,
awesome. Josh, what's your biggest seller?
Our biggest seller is ribeyes, hands down.
Is it?
Yeah. Our second is probably ground beef. Yeah,
okay.
we sell a lot of 85% ground beef. So,
are you looking for a standardized size of carcass when they come in, or you just know that you're hand processing and you're doing such a great job, you're going to be able to cut no matter
what? Yeah, I mean, everything is, we don't see the big 1,600-pound animals. We don't, you know, but the big plants do, and they'll dock you for something over 16. And,
sure.
But, I mean, anything for us is, you know, if we're 1,400 pounds, it's about perfect.
Yep.
So it used to be 1,200. Now we're up to 14 is kind of the norm. And, mm-hmm, you know, that just goes to say that with that percentage difference of animals, too, you know, everything's bigger. So.
Well, the other thing that you do really well, your little guy doing your ads, he's fantastic. That dude's got a future in media. Just saying.
Yeah, only it comes natural to him too. Me, I get nervous. He just doesn't.
YouTube channel soon.
Oh, he watches enough YouTube. He probably should have his own.
Did you bring him to see Larson Farms over here?
No,
YouTube guys.
He would have watched him. Yeah, he watches him at home. So.
Okay, you process at Audubon.
We do that
every Wednesday. You said.
Yep.
Fresh meat in the cooler.
Yep.
Okay, what other things should people know about the store, where to find you? Because you got two locations.
We got two in Fargo, one in Breckenridge, and one in Audubon. We've got a retail down there, too. So the we've got one on Timber Creek by 52nd, one on Veterans across from Costco. That's our main one.
Yep.
We've also, I guess we have everything from chicken to fish to pork to you name it. We can. And if you see something you want and we don't have it, we'll get it. So.
Okay, last minute question. All those folks that have started figuring out how to use beef tongue for, like, street tacos and stuff, are they coming in and asking for that?
You know, we sell tongue. You know, we sell cheek meat. We do all that. Yeah, we've got a little everything. If you don't see it out in the case, you just have to ask, because tongue isn't the most appetizing thing to leave out in the
God,
case.
No. No, it's not just about ribeye. It's all the things. Okay. Well, we appreciate Josh. Oh, one more thing.
Well, one more thing.
Say?
In Breckenridge, we've got our burger special. We're going to be grilling all day from 11 to 3 in Breckenridge, serving burgers and chips and pop on Friday.
Friday?
Yep.
Friday, it's a road trip.
I like it. Sounds good. Do that at the Timber Creek location. It's close.
We will again. Yeah.
All right. That's right by my house. That'd be perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Okay, folks, bottom of the hour news. When we come back, we're going to talk with the guys from North Star Ag. Don't forget to send us those questions on the JLA Insurance phone line, 701-293-9000. See you here at Big Iron. Be right back. Here we are in the Morton Building at Big Iron. You can come and find us there. Don't forget to stop for caps that say WDAY, Red Wing Shoes, PetroServe USA. And again, a big thanks to Morton Buildings for having us here. If you have questions, you can call us on the JLA Insurance phone line, 701-293-9000. Just down the road from us is the News and Views Building, and there's a 2:30 seminar on farmland pricing. They're going to talk about holding, landing soft, or a bubble bursting. I don't know about you guys, but I will be over there at 2:30 to pick up that information. But before we do, we get to visit with Zane Erickson. Oh, my notes almost blew away on me there. And he's North Star Ag. I'm not even going to say president. You just are. North Star Ag, Zane. That's what people know out at Tower City. And when somebody asked me, you know, well, what would we talk about with North Star Ag? I said bags, grain baggers. I mean, how many people have been through the door lately saying, I need a solution post-storm for grain storage?
Quite a few. You know, we didn't only have the storm that, you know, blew away millions of bushels of storage.
Right.
But we also have a couple economic things in the soybean market that we're unable to export our grain. So we're not able to get trains, and you know, it's just going to be kind of a mess at harvest time the way it sounds. And but what's really unique that I find as an opportunity is we're finding out about it ahead of time. You know, we know the bends are on the ground,
right.
We know the trains aren't coming, we know we got a big crop out there, hopefully the frost didn't nip too much of the crop, so we can prepare and we can be ready for it type of deal.
Well, here's the thing, you farm too.
Yeah, correct.
So all of this is tried and true through your own place, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we've bigged many bigs over the years.
What's your advice? Because every time I drive by your booth lately, and I do mean drive by because I'm on one of the All Motorsports golf carts at Mach 10, there's always somebody crawling around on the baggers asking a ton of questions. So what are you making sure to tell them?
So I always tell customers that grain baking is an art, not a science.
Okay.
And there's multiple reasons to bag. There's temporary grain storage. There's a labor crunch at harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Like we use it as an extended wet bin all the time, so we're typically bagging on the wet side.
Yep.
But yeah, typically what I tell guys is, if you're just using it for grain storage, it's an extra step, it's an extra cost, and we can't. It's harder and harder to monetize it because you need the market to move to pay for the bag.
Right.
Feel. But if we can bag in the field, whether it's an extended wet bin or we're making our harvest operations more efficient, now all of a sudden the math really starts to make sense, and we can really start to make some decent money on the bags. So if you know, the last time I did math 5 years ago on like what it costs per day to run a combine operation, it was, you know, a minimum of 10 grand.
Yeah.
We've obviously seen our cost increase, so it's probably more like a $20,000 a day deal. So if we can shave off days in our harvest season, all of a sudden the math really starts to make sense. So it's kind of, in my opinion, a little bit of a unique perspective, but it grain bag is not only storage only to anybody else.
And Zane, I was going to ask you, you've been working with farmers for many years now.
Yep.
And what are some of the other challenges that you can help farmers deal with as they finish up not only this year, but also get ready for next year?
So one of the things we specialize in is kind of a value-added approach. So we're trying to always bring added products to their operations that make them more profitable. Because at the end of the day, if they're profitable, we're profitable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of how that works.
Right.
So we another thing that we have on hand and in stock is the strip tillers. You know, so when it comes to putting down fertilizer, we can cut your fertilizer rate by a third to 40%. Also inline rippers, and we also sell a bunch of added stuff like fuel trailers that can, you know, increase your efficiency and filling up and stuff like that. But strip tillers bagging is a real big one this fall.
Okay.
So there's a couple things there. When you talked about, you know, the rippers.
Yep.
I would venture a guess, and I am not a soil scientist, but I would venture a guess that as we went from dry to wet, all the things that we've done this year, our compaction is probably not really great in the field right now.
Correct.
So overall, I would say what you're thinking about there is doing some of that work. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So what we see with the inline rippers, you know, you think about like a disc ripper of sort. We're taking We're taking the compaction out, but we're also turning the soil, and we're losing all the soil tilt and the soil structure. With an inland ripper, we're really not trying to turn any dirt. We're just trying to manage compaction and keep the nutrients where they want to be, keep everything where it needs to be, but we're managing compaction type deal. Really, on a relative term, inexpensive for the payback that you see.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're a couple of farmers that are thinking about doing something like that together,
correct,
that can help is, yep, you know, buying jointly on that equipment.
And then, too, like, you know, you're not ripping every acre every year.
No, you're not.
If we do whole fields, it's like a 5-year approach. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we're spot treating.
Interesting thing when you said baggers, you want a bag on the more of a higher moisture side. I was surprised at that because I would have thought you want it drier for less trouble with mold in the bag.
For so Bagan's an anaerobic environment, not an aerobic, so there's no air for mold to grow.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's preferred to be wet, but you can bag on the wet side. So I always say like corn is what I'm most familiar with. 18% down is dry in a bag. I've never had any corn spoiled unless you have integrity issues, with,
right,
whether it's, you know, rodents or whatever.
And that can help you with your propane costs if you're slightly on the wetter side.
Correct. Yep. So we've used it as an extended wet bin in the past where we've baked up to 30%.
I oh, wow.
Never recommend that.
Okay, good.
Put a big asterisk on that one.
Said that nervously. Okay.
You know, we've baked up to 25 with no problems at all.
Okay.
Now, we're not leaving it in there for years. You know, we're picking it up a couple months later. We actually found, in 2019, the dryer actually ran a lot better in March than it did in December. So I guess there's a silver lining to everything.
It does, actually.
And it cut in 2019, it cut our combine days by about 10 days. So in 2019, 10 days was huge because with weather and stuff, that probably meant it was probably a month sure, and a half longer type of deal, just because there was a lot of days that you couldn't combine due to weather.
So as the guy who farms himself, sells the equipment, somebody says, I've never run a bagger before. Will you guys come out and help them? Will you help them set up the strip tiller,
yes,
et cetera, and give them your best advice?
Yeah, part of the thing we pride ourselves in is to be as, you know, a full service and really take you from not knowing anything to making you really, you know,
proficient with what you're doing.
Yeah, you're probably not an expert, but like when we get done with it, you should know how to bag, you should know how to strip till, you know, what to worry about, what not to worry about.
Right.
So not that we can do it on everyone, but if you're a guy that's looking to buy a bagger, buy a strip tiller, and you're a little nervous, don't be afraid to ask. For the most part, we charge for that service, but I always say it's the best $500 you can ever spend type of deal.
Yeah. I mean, some of those things are really great common sense, like let's not put the bags in the low spot on the field, maybe someplace that's level. But you're right. If you don't know what you're doing, it's helpful to have somebody right there instead of just you two.
And then I always say, let's learn from other people's mistakes and not your own. You know, so I've made plenty of mistakes, so I can tell you what not to do and what to do. Yeah. Yep. So, and there, it's just like anything. There's a bunch of tricks and a bunch of little things that if you know how to do it, it just makes your life so much easier.
Absolutely.
And Zane, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Yeah, give us a call at 701-361-4790 or visit our website at northstar-ag.com or right off exit 307 at Tower City there.
Okay, perfect.
Well, also, they can come find you here.
Yeah, at booth 416 through 419 and 516 and 519 as well.
It's
so right out in the center of the pavement, basically.
Yep, closer towards the grandstands, and it is definitely the booth with everybody all over the baggers.
Yep.
You can't miss it. All right, thank you, Zane.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Zane. All right, well, you can hear the wind in the background, can't you?
Just a little bit,
it's a little breezy out here. The winds are going to continue for the next couple of days. We'll have the full forecast, let you know when our next chance of rain is coming, and we'll also have our Wednesday weather trivia coming up right after the break. Don't go anywhere. And welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus, and temperatures outside 72 degrees, a little breezy out of the southeast. About 10 to 15 across much of the area. But the sun's out. We'll warm up into the upper 70s today. Get out and enjoy it. All right, time for weather trivia. If you want to win one of our Darter plastic rain gauges, heavy-duty rain gauges, you got to get this trivia question correct. Kind of an easy one today. Mm-hmm. I thought so. Maybe not.
Addison's going to work the phones for us.
Yeah, Addison,
you
work. Yep, you work the phones, and then Addison and I gave him the answer. So, so today's question. Approximately 2,000 of these are on Earth every minute.
What?
So every minute, there's 2,000 of these occurring on our planet. What is it?
Gru's minions.
701-293-9000. Again, approximately 2,000 of these are on Earth every minute.
So it's not Gru's minions.
It's not.
All right, we're just going to take that one out. It will not count if you come walking up to us at the Morton Building here at Big Iron. Addison's going to have to take the phone calls. He'll let us know who the winner is.
Yep.
You can call the JLA Insurance phone line at 701-293-9000. We'd love to have you do that. Hopefully, he's overwhelmed with calls.
Yeah, let's hope so. And again, one more time, about 2,000 of these are on Earth every minute. What are they? And I almost was going to give a big hint away. All right. Well, we've got a lot of sunshine for the rest of the afternoon here today. Get out and enjoy it. 79 today. More of the same as we head into tomorrow. Temperatures in the upper 70s. We're not going to worry about the fog as we head towards tomorrow morning. That's good news there. And then we'll have storms in the north central part of the state up around Devil's Lake Basin tomorrow afternoon. Some of those could be on the strong to severe side. Those will ride into the northern valley towards evening and then south into our area tomorrow night, where we could see some scattered storms tomorrow night lasting into early Friday morning. And then as we head into Friday, we're looking at the increasing sunshine with temperatures in the upper 70s to right around 80. And then we'll start off the weekend on the warm side with low 80s as we head into Saturday, but then an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms as we head into Sunday. And then that will also last into next week as we're getting into the stormy part of the LRC cycle, where this week was dry, but next week it looks like many areas across the state are going to see widespread 1 to 2 inches of rain, with some heavier pockets in there too. The heavier pockets of rain are likely to be out to our west of the valley, where some areas there could get 3 to 4 inches of rain next week. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that for you. And this weather is brought to you by Progressive Ag Risk Management Specialists.
One of the things that we are going to highlight at Big Iron is tomorrow when you stop by the Morton Studio to see us. We are talking about September as Suicide Prevention Month, and we want to focus our programming on Thursdays to raising the awareness of the suicide crisis that's affecting us in ag today. We have farmers, ranchers, all of those in the industry who are being affected and carry these very heavy burdens in silence. We will be joined by sponsors such as Prairie St. John, Maple River Grain and Agronomy, Gowan USA, and Valley Christian Counseling in order to help provide resources and ideas to those who are most in need. So again, please join us tomorrow. We are going to have folks out here from Prairie St. John joining us, and we'll talk about what are the options, resources that you should be aware of. And additionally, if you are interested in being our assistant ag director for a day, that is sponsored by Cass County Farm Bureau. I would love to have more students signing up throughout the winter months as you go back to school. We'll make sure to arrange it so that you can be here a day to work with us. We'll work with your schedule. What else does Cass County Farm Bureau do? They truly have one of their pillars is focusing on ag education. That includes things like high school scholarships, and four of their award winners this year were Isaac Spellhog of Kindred, Case Mache of Castleton, Garrett Richard of Kindred, and Reese Arstead of Fargo South. They have been a sponsor going on right here at the fairgrounds for the Ag Education Center, as well as 4-H trophies and awards and a 4-H livestock purchase.
And Addison, do we have a winner yet?
We do, yes. I just got off the phone after getting all his information. So congratulations. I'd like to shout out to Todd. So congratulations.
Todd, congratulations. Was he the first caller? Did he get right off the bat?
He was, yes. First caller, first guess.
Somebody want to give the answer here?
Got a smart one there.
The answer is thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms.
Yeah, there's about 2,000 thunderstorms on Earth every minute. Good. Hey, Todd, he couldn't have Googled that if he was right away on the call. So
no offense, Todd, but I still think I was right.
He was actually so quick on it, and he was so sharp. He actually, his call came in before you were even done with the question.
Shush! Are you serious? Wow!
It's a man who needs.
He was ready.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, congrats again, Todd. And I was almost going to slip up and say, hey, there's none of these in the forecast, which at least not today. But like I said, there's a slight chance of storms tomorrow night. And then as we head into Sunday and all of next week, looks like we're going to have on and off storms. But temperatures remaining above normal. Normal highs this time of the year, mid-70s, but no, we're going to be above that.
So cloudy with good. A chance of meatballs.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, you know, with all the things that we've been talking about with tariffs and so forth, an unintended consequence is there's a young farmer from Oklahoma who also runs a custom harvesting business, and he bought a combine up in Canada, but he can't get it here. Because of the tariffs that are going on, he has to provide documentation of all of the steel in the machine, from the casting to the moldings, every piece. And he's got to document if it was Canadian or other countries so the appropriate country tariffs can be applied. This could add 50% to the cost of that New Holland combine he bought.
Ooh.
He bought it on August 18th. It is still not across the border. He's not sure when he's going to get it. And he needs it.
And one of the things, and I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of time to touch on this, and maybe we'll touch on it tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
is I just heard coming in how China is not purchasing any soybeans due to the tariffs.
No, they have no orders right now.
That has got to play a huge impact.
Well, as we were
it?
Just talking about with Zane, you know, you're going to have to store those beans until you actually
have
the price. But there are also areas with contracts that are refuting the contracts. They're saying, look at your fine print. We put this back in there in 2018 after the last trade situation with China, so that even though it says you forward contracted, we're guaranteed to take your beans, no, actually, we don't have to. And they may pay some on foreign storage for you to hold those beans
right.
until they actually have a market. We're seeing maybe 25% of the unit trains that are available to come on in and pick up product. We're not sure what's going to happen. There's a little upward movement in the corn market, but right now for soybeans, we'll wait and see what happens. Basis, last time I was looking in my neighborhood, basis was probably $1.70 under. That's not great.
Could that change if the president kind of eases the tariffs on that? Or
I think it's going to, that's part of it, but there's going to have to be some pretty big discussions because we are way behind. And they've been making purchases out of Brazil. So what does China need? Basically, I need you to give Brazil a devastating situation that wipes out their crop, and then they have to buy from us. Sorry, that was mean, but it's the
truth. Hey, truth's truth, right?
Somebody's got to suffer
for us to win. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, for Bridget, myself, we want to thank everybody for joining us on Weather and Ag in Focus. Don't go anywhere, though. The number one show in the Valley is coming up next, the Jay Thomas Show.